Paul Andrei Chibisov, is he in tonight?
He's a player tonight, yep.
By our count, we were going through, I think that'll make six guys that have made their NHL debuts this season. First of all, in your coaching career, have you ever had six players play a first NHL game in a year before?
So I don't have a clean memory of it. I know that I know one year we ran through 41 players. It wasn't a good story. We weren't happy about that, but we basically had, between injuries and trade deadline and drafting very high in the lineup, we went through a lot of guys. But this is a big number for sure.
So do you give your traditional speech to
that translator? One's a tougher one. Well, I got Cooley, right? So he helps with that. And then Todd's got enough Russian that we,
So obviously, Andre's kind of bounced up and down here for a bit. To what makes tonight the right night to put him in?
Just a whole bunch of things, but one of them would be almost how the structure of the other lines are going to run. This is the truth is what we know. He's a big man. He moves well. He's a smooth skater. He's strong on the puck, and he can shoot the puck. What we don't know is how that's going to translate from an American League and KHL background. He needed to play in the American League for a stretch of time because our game, the National League game, is so much different than the KHL game. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, there was a translation barrier there because he didn't have a whole lot of English when he came. So as I've said to you before, I think Pascal Vincent does just a brilliant job of getting these guys to understand the systems first so that there isn't that lag when they come up here. But we don't know how that's – there's not enough minutes there for it to be a real issue, right? I don't run the fourth very hard right now. So he's going to get enough minutes, and, you know, we're going to get to know him a little better.
Yeah, and just on your lines, obviously things moved around a bit last game. Are you planning to continue with how the game ended on your lines or go back?
No, there'll be a fair amount of movement in these lines here today, but I got a game tonight, so I can't go through them all with you. Fair amount of movement. Give us something to talk about after the game.
What do you know about Andre? The way he plays? What does he do right that makes him?
Well, so part of this would be going back and just watching a whole bunch of his games from the KHL. He can get up and down the ice, like, for a big man. He is powerful and he is very strong. What we're hopeful for, the change in his game, and it's not about him as a player, it's about the style of hockey that played, is that you have an opportunity here to hang on to the puck more, but under duress, where in the KHL you can hang on to the puck and you can slow the game down. You can't do that here. If you're going to hang on to the puck, somebody's on you right away. So we want them to do one of two things. Move it because you have to, and you see our smaller players will touch it and either get out of the hole with speed or move the puck, one of the two. Just don't get into that. But he has the ability then maybe to hang on to that thing and work it a little bit low and drive it to the net. Get a very heavy shot and pretty darn accurate, and he gets it off. I don't know that we're going to know everything about the player after one game. But we are interested in seeing what a guy with size can do without the puck in on the forecheck. Can he get the puck along the walls? Can he force rim pucks through his physicality? And then can he take it to the net? Where we will be kind of watching him close is how much perimeter game there is. It's a perimeter game over there. And there's lots of time to take it away and regroup it and bring it back. And based on our last game, it's the exact opposite of what we want to be doing. So can he make that translation to getting that big body going north, driving it to the net, or certainly getting on the body?
How's your Russian?
Very, very little. I mean, I've got the position. I'm not even going to give you any because the pronunciation would be so bad. The Russian community in Winnipeg would be offended. Got a few words that aren't nice that I think I mastered, and then that'd be about it. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Chicago puts out 8 last night. They come in here on very little rest.
Yeah. They come off a two-day block, though. So the back-to-back is a concern for you, I think, as a team when you're coming in after a bunch of games stacked up on you. So I thought their game last night looked exactly like our first period in here against them, except it was 60 minutes of it, right? So Calgary had some pushback, but these guys, they play fast. They're making plays. They do. They've got a real strong skill level through that top nine and even on their fourth a bit. then they got a back end that'll jump in and move the puck. So if you allow all those things to happen, this is a good hockey team.
Coming out of the coming out of the last game there, we were talking about going, you were talking about coming up through the neutral zone the right way. I imagine you can't just say come up through the neutral zone the right way. So what is the adaptation you got to make today?
Well, what, first of all, what's the end result that you want? You want speed at the line. Whether that's speed at the line and you still have the puck, or it's speed at the line and the puck's in behind them. But that is priority one against, and that doesn't matter whether you're playing a trap, a wing lock, whatever that you're seeing. That's the end goal. So all that we would have talked about is, you know, the video that we would have shown is what are the things that we need to do that will allow that idea? And then you need the decision, right? The early decision, do I have a play to make or don't I? But don't lose your speed while you're making the decision. That's the Cole's notes of what our neutral zone needs to look like.